It's Wednesday. Wednesday the 17th of October. And Vance and I are psyching ourselves up for his next McTimony animal therapy session. Last week I incorrectly called it a chiropractic treatment. As I wrote in the blurb on the Boo, they aren't, although it is effectively the same sort of thing as chiropractic treatment, they're not allowed to use the C word, because the C word is protected by the grand board of chiropractic practitioners, or something with a similarly sounding name, who greedily keep the name chiropractor for themselves, just in case anybody should get confused between a chiropractor practicing on humans and a chiropractor practicing on lovely, cuddly doggies. Hello, Vance. So Vance is lying here by the front door, looking fairly relaxed, aren't you, Vance? Let's just move a few things out of the way here, shall we? I think it's too late to go around with the Hoover. Might get caught in the act. Thank you, Vance. Thank you. He's given me his paw, his left paw here. And what are you doing, Vance? He's just sort of looking downwards. And let's see what his ears are doing. You know, he's got his right ear is sort of curled over. And the left one, which actually, incidentally, the vet is slightly concerned about. Apparently, the vet felt that that Vance was protecting it a bit and being a bit sensitive whenever it was touched, which I haven't noticed too much. I haven't noticed generally, although now, actually, when I do touch his left ear, he does flick it out of the way. Anyway, Vance, we need to sort of gear up a bit. Do you want to wake up? Yes. Good boy. Let me just unlock this door, and then we're all sorted, aren't we? Bear with me one moment, audio booers. Right, we're back. So, Vance, you all geared up? Yes? Are we excited? Come on, you can do better than that, Vance. Come on, are you excited? Hello, thank you. Catches my hand in his very toothy mouth. Yes, Houndy. Yes, Houndy. So, I think we'd better have a chat then, Houndy, hadn't we, really, before Louisa Greg arrives to come and click your back again. Come over here. See, when I say come over here, I don't mean I want your bottom. It means I'd like your head so I can speak to you. Do you think you could turn around, Vance? Oh, thank you very much. Would you like to sit for me? Good boy, good boy. Okay. So, how have you been feeling for the past week? Because you're going to be asked that question shortly. Or I'm going to be asked it, and I need to find an answer. See, I think you've been doing pretty well. Do you think you've been doing well? Yeah, he's looking at me. I think he's looking at me anyway. Yeah. It's turned away now. Doesn't want to be caught looking at me. I think he's done pretty well, actually. He's jumped onto a few trains that where he would have squealed before and hasn't squealed. And we've had a couple of, let's say not short walks. Hang on, you. I haven't finished with you. Where do you think you're going? Come back. Thank you. Don't stomp, Mr. Hound. Yep, go on then. You just sit there. You just sit. Thank you. You take your time. Why don't you? So we obviously went to the rugby on Saturday night. We had to walk from Twickenham across to there, and it wasn't a huge walk, and we did it very slowly because we were with Mark, but Vance did very well. Excuse me, have you got a toy anywhere, Vance? Where's your toy? He's gone off for the toy, that's good. Yeah? Are you going to bring it to me then? Come on then, bring me the toy. You can't use that as an excuse to sneak away, Vance. Come on. Aha! Aha! Where's the toy?
There's a toy.
Come and find the toy. Oh, you have got something down there, haven't you? Oh, thank you. That's your squeaky bone that doesn't squeak anymore, isn't it? Let me demonstrate this to the audioboo listeners. This used to squeak. Now it just goes... Because I think Vance has broken it, haven't you? Yeah, you want to take it off me now. You brought it to me and you want to take it. Bye then. Good boy. You have really doggy breath, Vance. Ugh. So we did that walk, and then I also obviously booed my walk yesterday evening. It seems a long time ago now. Must have been yesterday evening. Walking to Waterloo Station, where Vance did exceptionally well. He was very, very good at working. Very alert, weren't you, Vance? You still listening to me? Good boy. I just tried a hand signal to bring him back to me. And that actually worked. That's very good, Vance. You clever boy, aren't you? You clever boy. Aren't you very good? So I'm tentatively happy with this. So we're going to have another session today. And then I think we leave it a little while. And he's heard something out there. And then we... maybe just have a sort of maintenance appointment once every couple of months or so to keep him ticking over. And then I suppose separately I need to talk to the vet again at the end of the month about reducing his painkillers and anti-inflammatories. Because I suppose it's a chicken and egg thing, you know, you don't know whether he's improved until you reduce those because they're presumably masking any kind of pain. But equally, you know, you can cause additional pain by reducing them. So we need to be careful. That's a very big yawn, Vance. Where's that toy of yours? Can you remember where your toy is? Can you find your toy, Vance? Oh, I'm going to come and get you. He's rolled over onto his back and he's got his mouth in the air like a big crocodile and he's trying to eat my hand. Thank you, Vance. We don't do mouthing, do we, Vance? No, we don't. No, and he's putting his paws out to stop me, aren't you? To stop me. Yeah, big doggy. Rubbing his tummy and rubbing the top of his head. And he's a big baby, aren't you, Vance? You're a very big baby, a 52-kilo baby. And quite old for a baby too, I think, actually, Vance. In dog years, you're older than me now, aren't you? Ow. That'll be my hand again, Vance. We'll watch the hand, shall we? Because the hand feeds you. Oh. Good boy. Mm-hmm. You're sniffing. What have you found to sniff?
Hmm?
What? Come on. What?
You push me away, Mr. Hound.
You cheeky dog.
Hang on. You mind the wire to this microphone?
I got it. I found his toy and he leapt up to try and stop me. I haven't seen you being protective over it before, Vance. You're not allowed to be protective. You're a guide dog, Vance. Sit there. Sit. Although I have to say, it's nice seeing you showing some interest. So, okay, you ready? Go! And he's taken it into the hallway in order to stop me from getting it again, haven't you, Vance? Oh, there's a lot of hair on this carpet. To do some hoovering. I'll have to wait, as I said, now till after Louisa has been, unfortunately. But then, you know, you have such a hairy dog living somewhere. Can't really help it, can you? Hairy dog, Vance. Looking like a very purposeful dog. What's your tail doing, Vance? Yep, tail's got a nice curve on it.
Come on then. Come on then. Vance has a very short, what's the word I'm looking for? Attention span when it comes to playing. He likes time on his own as well as time to play, don't you, Vance? Yes? You like you time, don't you? Your tail's swishing though, which means you're being cheeky. Being cheeky. What? What? Yeah? What? What? Vance. We don't have to eat our bottoms, okay? You don't see me eating my bottom, do you? No? So there's no need for you to eat your bottom either. Is that a fair deal? If you see me eating my bottom, you can eat your bottom. How about that? Shake on it? Where's your paw? That's wrong paw. Wrong paw. Get off your right paw. Right paw. Oh, you numpty hound. You numpty hound. Yeah. Right. I'm sure audio boo people are totally fed up of listening to this. But there we go. They can turn off if they want to, can't they? I will report back, probably in another boo to save people from having to listen right to the end of this, on how Vance's chiropractic, Timony animal therapy, goes. I posted a link to Louisa's website on a blurb with last week's audio boo, so if you want to look it out, if you happen to live in South London or South West London, Surrey, West Sussex, something like that, so far, can highly recommend her. She's certainly very professional and was excellent with Vance, very calm and gentle with him, and I think also pretty good value for money too, so I would, much as I can't yet, I think, vouch for the efficacy of it. We're yet to see whether it has a big effect on Vance, although the signs seem to be pretty good so far, so we will see how that goes, but happy so far. Right. Right, yes? Well done, Vance. You're a good boy. And you're a good boy. Yes. There's one very happy doggy here. Who did excellently with his appointment just then, didn't you, Vance? And you were very calm, generally. And all that went fairly well. So we're going to have another one in 3 weeks' time? Was it 3 weeks' time, Vance?
Yes.
What? Are you still looking for those treats? He says you said the word. Are you wanting another one? Because you were so good, weren't you?
Yes.
You want a treat? Yes. Right, let me see what I've got in my pocket. I've got it somewhere. The other pocket. Too many pockets, Vance. Right. Here we go. Want a treat? There you go. Good boy. Nicely, gently done. Well done, Vance. Good boy. Off you go, then. What? It's not time yet for that.
Can I have your dinner later? Yeah? Off you go.
I'm not giving in that easily, Vance. Come on, you know me better than that.